I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth.
Happy Valentine's Day. Look at Triscuit.
Today's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You're my Valentine, right?
It gets to be a bit much with all the couples everywhere and candy out everywhere and cards and bears.
Flour.
But I have this tradition.
I'm gonna make a cake.
I make a coconut cake and then I go to a movie.
Where's my sugar?
It started like 7 years ago, the last time I had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
Turn on the oven.
The first year it was actually a chocolate cake because Chad liked chocolate cake. And he wanted to go see a movie. We went to see some stupid movie.
Eggs.
What was it?
Oh, no. Oh, do I have eggs? Yes.
Okay. The next year, I had just broken up with him on New Year's. So I still made a cake, but I made a coconut cake.
This is not for you.
Because that's my favorite.
You don't like cake, Triscuit.
Nobody likes coconut cake. Chad hated coconut cake.
Get away. That is hot.
And I went to a movie that I chose.
Triscuit is the cat. Who's that cat? Triscuit is the... What is all over you? Oh, gross. What do you do all day? I'm coming. Hello?
Hello. I am calling to speak with Elizabeth Kostek.
This is she?
Hi, Elizabeth. My name is Brian Privett.
Hello.
Hi. I am calling people I haven't met before on Valentine's Day to say hello.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you selling something?
No.
What is this?
It's just completely random. I picked your name out of a phone book, and I'm just calling to say hello. So, hello, I'm Brian.
There's something about talking to people I don't know that feels better than talking to people I do know on Valentine's Day. My friends, they've already heard it. They've heard it hundreds of times before that I'm alone. They don't need to hear it again.
Hello?
Hello, Pat? Pat Etchell?
Yeah?
Hi. My name is Brian Privett. And I guess it's a tradition now. This will be the third year that I call people on the telephone who I don't know just to reach out and connect with someone.
How did you get my number?
I just picked it at random.
From where?
Oh, just the telephone book.
Why are you calling?
Some people don't want to talk on the phone.
No thanks.
Sometimes it makes me feel worse.
I'm sorry, I just don't have time to talk to someone who's weird right now.
I understand it, but it doesn't feel good. But you'd be surprised. A lot of times I'm surprised by how many people will chat. And it's nice. It's a nice surprise.
So I appreciate it when somebody will listen to me.
Oh.
So that's why I listen to people when they call and talk to me.
Oh, well, that's good. I've never seen any of these people. I don't know what they look like, and I've definitely never met any of them. I don't want that, and I don't try to take it to that. I always look in the phone book, and same thing here. I just opened up the page, and it happened to be on the K's.
Yeah.
Here we go. Elizabeth Kostek. All right. Here we go, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, hello, Brian. That was very weird and interesting of you. Have a good night.
Jeff, it'll only take a moment.
I'm sort of busy right now. I'm making a cake.
What kind of cake are you baking?
I'm making a coconut cake. So good luck with your thing.
I like that. I love coconut cakes. I had
now
one.
You're definitely a weirdo.
No, I had one for my birthday when I was 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask for that or did your parents just do it?
I asked for it.
Really?
Definitely. I've always loved coconut on everything.
And I asked for it on my birthday and not everybody ate it. It didn't get finished and that was great because I got to eat it. What's the flavor on the inside?
Just white cake.
Yeah, that's good. That's
I feel like it sets off the coconut taste the best.
It is. That is the best. It's the best for coconut cake. Some people try chocolate in coconut cake.
I always want that to be better than it actually is.
Yeah, because it's moist, but it just doesn't go together.
Yeah, they don't work right.
There's different kinds of creaminess.
Why am I talking to you?
Because it's nice to talk to someone, isn't it?
Is this how you pick people up?
No.
You do this, call somebody, and then you're like, hey, come on, hey,
come on. It's not about that at all.
It's not about that at all.
No, I never meet the people face to face.
So you'll call people, but you won't meet them?
Never.
How do you know?
I didn't think of, maybe on accident I've met them. Hmm. It's possible, I guess.
You could accidentally meet somebody, but you just don't do it on purpose.
Right.
Like, if I was going to go to the movies, you could accidentally go to the same movie?
Yeah, if we accidentally, a few years from now, went to the same movie theater and I...
But happened. What if later tonight I was going to go see The Princess Bride at the Biograph at 9:30?
No, I'm not trying to get a date out of this. This is just...
Why not? Are you scared? You sound scared.
I mean, I just called you on the phone. That would be weird if we met, wouldn't it?
It was just an offhand comment. You can do whatever you want. I just think it's weird that you call people and then are scared to actually meet them.
Well, okay. I think it's not that much stranger to ask somebody who you've just met on the telephone to come see a movie with you. You don't even know.
I didn't know that that's what I did.
That's not why I'm doing this. I'm going to make some other calls after this.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But, you know, just so you know, 9:30.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a whole piece of coconut cake.
I hope you enjoy it.
Taxi!
Thank you.
No problem.
I am going to Greenwood and 47th.
Okay. That's the theater, right?
Yeah.
Go to the movies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to see?
I'm seeing The Princess Bride.
That's an old movie, right?
Yeah, they're showing it again for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah? Date?
No.
No?
No, I'm, maybe meeting a friend.
What do you mean?
Well, he might not be there. We've never met.
You never met the guy?
No, he just called me on the phone.
How did he get your phone number?
Out of the phone book.
He picked your name out of a phone book and called you?
Yeah.
And then you told him where you're gonna be?
Yeah.
That's bold.
I'm gonna be in public.
Is this how you date?
No. It's not a date.
How many boyfriends you had before?
It's none of your business.
Okay, fair enough. I've had a lot of girlfriends.
I'm sure you have.
Guess? Yeah.
I don't know, 20.
It's a good guess.
You've had 20 girlfriends?
Those are girlfriends. Those are serious relationships. I've had dalliances with hundreds of women.
Oh. And this all works out for you? You're telling me this is the way I should be living?
It's working for me.
Your way sounds lonely to me.
Really?
Yeah.
But at least I'm with somebody.
At least I'm with somebody?
Yeah.
That's a great life philosophy.
Well, what's your life philosophy?
I don't know. See what happens next.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to get one for Princess Bride.
It'll be $11.50.
Here you go.
Pardon, Elizabeth Kostick?
Yes.
Brian.
Are you okay? Hi.
Hi.
You knew me because of the cake.
Yeah, I thought about that after we got off the phone. I'm like, how will she know? And I'm like, well, she'll have cake.
Yeah, I brought cake.
Yeah.
This is all very weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot different than talking on the phone.
You don't look like I thought you'd look.
Oh, clothes, hair.
Yeah, you have clothes and hair, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, you too. I didn't
expect you to be blonde.
I don't know if my voice is blonde.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I don't know.
Well, we should go in.
Oh, yeah, right.
So what happened to not meeting people that you called?
Coconut cake and Princess Bride. How could I...
You broke your rule.
Well, it's going pretty well so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's no food in the theater, ma'am.
It's just a piece of cake.
Yeah, she made it.
You'll have to take it outside.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even think of that.
It's not like they sell cake. We're not going to buy...
You know what? I'm just going to throw out the cake, and we can just go in.
No. You spend so much time making it, and it looks great. It looks delicious.
Yeah, I sort of have this thing. I see a movie every Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe this will be a new tradition, getting kicked out of movie theaters for trying to bring in cake.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we'll find a place where we can eat cake.
Okay.
All right.
That was Eat Cake, performed by Eliza Skinner, Birch Harms, and Curtis Gwynn. That was one of the earliest incarnations of The Truth. We made it back in 2009. My editor on it was Hilary Frank, and we made it for a show called Weekend America. That piece was all improvised, and there's an interview on the website about how it was made. Go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is now a part of Radiotopia from PRX. Yay! We are a collective of the best story-driven, creative, cutting-edge radio shows on Earth, like 99% Invisible, Strangers, Theory of Everything, Love and Radio, Radio Diaries, Fugitive Waves. They're all great shows. Get to know your new favorite podcasts at radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor@prx.org. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been listening to
The Truth.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And now for a special treat.
Consider a companion to fill Congeniality Canyon. It's ready and it's willing when the bathtub's filling. It's a rubber porcupine, it's mine. It's sitting on my bathroom window sill. Waiting idly for me until I squeeze it again. Consider a companion to fill Congeniality Canyon. She's smart and she's good looking. She channels mother's cooking. An ideal Valentine, be mine before I take you out on our first date.
Before I make you my mate,
I got a date with bubble concentrate in my rubber porcupine. It's mine. It again, my rubber porcupine, it's mine.
Radiotopia.
Radiotopia.